I want to describe something to you. Picture a woman. She's sitting at her kitchen table, probably at night, after the kids are in bed. She has her laptop open. She has a journal open next to it. She has a cup of tea or coffee that's gone cold. And she has about 47 browser tabs open. Tabs on niching down. Tabs on which platform to use. Tabs comparing three different courses building tools. A podcast episode she bookmarked 2 months ago. A free masterclass she registered for but didn't attend. A Pinterest board called Business Vision 2026 that she hasn't looked at it in 6 weeks. She has three journals filled with ideal client notes. She has a Notion document with five different business ideas, all half outlined. She has a Google Drive folder called Course Ideas with 11 subfolders. She is the most prepared person. She has consumed more content about building a business than most people who are actually running one. And she still hasn't started. If you saw yourself in that description, even just a little, this episode is for you. Because that woman, she doesn't have an information problem. She has a clarity trap. And it is costing her more than she realized. Welcome to The Graceful Founder. I'm Katie Butler. And today, I want to go deep on the one thing I see keeping more gifted, called capable women stuck than anything else. Not lack of strategy, not lack of skill, not even lack of faith. The clarity trap, the belief that one more piece of information will finally be the thing that makes her ready to start. Let me define this precisely, because I think we often misdiagnose it. The clarity trap is not laziness, it's not passivity, it is not a lack of desire. It is what happens when fear puts on the cloth of preparation. It feels industrious, it feels responsible, it even feels holy. I'm waiting until I get this right. I don't want to put something out into the world that isn't ready. Can you resonate? And those things sound good. They sound like wisdom. But here is the research-backed truth that changed how I coach women. In year 2000, two Stanford professors, Jeffrey Preferd and Robert Sutton, published what became one of the most cited measurement studies of the decade. They call it the knowledge-doing gap. Their finding was simple and devastating. The single biggest barrier to performance isn't lack of knowledge. It is the failure to translate knowledge into action. In other words, we already know enough to start. The gap isn't informational. It's behavioral. It's emotional. It's the space between knowing and doing. And most people live in that gap indefinitely. And here is the part Preferd and Sutton found most surprising. More information doesn't close the gap. In many cases, it widens it. The more you consume trying to get ready, the further you often get from the moment you need, which is the moment you begin. Around the same time, a psychologist named Barry Schwartz was studying something that seemed unrelated. He was studying consumer decision making. Specifically, he was studying what happens when people have more choices. His research, which became a landmark TEDx talk with millions of views, showed something counterintuitive. More choices don't produce more freedom. They produce paralysis. When people had 24 varieties of jams to choose from at market, they were far less likely to buy any jam at all compared to when they only had 6 options. More choices triggered more doubt. Schwartz called it the paradox of choice, and it applies to more than jam. It applies to the woman with 47 browser tabs comparing business models. Every new piece of information she consumes adds another option to the decision, another variable, another reason she might get it wrong, and her brain, trying to protect her, responds to that overwhelm by saying, "Not yet. Wait. Research more. Be sure." And I totally can relate to it, because guilty as charged myself. And the waiting sometimes feels like wisdom, right? But it isn't wisdom. It's her nervous system trying to protect her from failure by keeping her permanently in preparation mode. I have coached women across 3 continents for nearly 2 decades. And the clarity trap shows up in 3 predictable forms. Let's see which one maybe lives in your house, okay? The first one, the endless niche loop. This is the woman who has been trying to find her niche for 6 months, or 2 years, or longer. She has taken the ideal client avatar workshops. She has done the exercise. She has interviewed people. She has a name for her avatar, usually something like Busy Beth or Aspiring Amy, and a detailed description of her morning routine. But she still doesn't feel ready to launch, because every time she gets close, she finds someone online who is already doing something similar, and the doubt rushes in. Is there even room for me? Here is what I want to say to her. You are not going to niche research your way to clarity. You niche by serving. You get clear on who you help by helping someone and discovering what transformation actually happens. No amount of journaling about your ideal client replaces the moment you look into the eyes of the actual person and watch something shift. Clarity on your niche is not a prerequisite for starting. It is a byproduct of starting. And the second one, the professionalism delay. This is the woman whose website had been almost ready for 8 months or longer. She's on her 3rd logo revision, her 4th brand color palette. She has taken a photography course so her headshots will finally be good enough. She has rewritten her bio 17 times, and the story she tells herself sounds reasonable. I want to show up professionally. I don't want to put something out there that doesn't represent me well. But here is what's underneath that reasonable sounding story. If she launches before it's perfect and it doesn't work, she can tell herself it was because the branding wasn't ready. It was because the website needed more work. The imperfection becomes a protective buffer between her and the real fear. What if I launch it perfectly and it still doesn't work? What if the market's verdict is about me? Professionalism is not a standard. It's a shield. And again, I was there. Many of my clients were there. The third one is called the spiritual waiting room. This one is the most tender to name because it generally sounds holy. It's the woman who says, I'm waiting for God's timing. And I believe in God's timing deeply. My entire story, which you heard in episode 1, or if you are my followers for longer, you know my other earlier stages story, right? They are testimonies to the fact that God's timing is not our timing, and that is a mercy. But I have also watched women use waiting on God as a way to avoid the discomfort of obedience. Because obedience to a calling, it's uncomfortable. It means being seen. It means risking failure. It means putting something precious, your God-given gift, into a world that might not receive it. And so-called, I'm waiting to God's timing can become a spiritually acceptable way to never have to do that. In Proverbs 21:5, Solomon writes, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. Diligence, not endless preparation. Diligent action. God doesn't need you to be perfectly ready. Guess what? None of us will be ever perfectly ready. He just needs you to be obediently moving. And I always encourage my clients, let's say if you take a step and truly believe that it's what God is guiding you, and the end result, you figure out, oh, it was a mistake. Guess what? God is after our hearts. He will still honor that your obedience because He is much bigger than our mistakes. And I want to talk about cost because I think we underestimate what the clarity trap actually takes from us. We tend to think of not starting as neutral, like the cost of waiting is zero. Well, it isn't. There is the money cost. The International Coaching Federation, ICF, publishes data on what people spend on coaching and online learning every year. The global coaching market alone was worth over $20 billion in 2022 already. And now it's still growing. Individual women are spending thousands per year on courses, masterminds, memberships, when those investments don't translate into action. Not because the content was bad, but because there was no structure for implementation. That money is gone. And the shame that remains from a $2,000 course you never finished, that compounds. It makes you less likely to invest the next time, which keeps you stuck longer, which increases the cost. But there is a cost that doesn't show up on a spreadsheet, and it's the one I think about the most. The people you are called to serve. They are out there right now, looking for someone who has walked where they are walking, looking for a voice that sounds like yours, looking for the specific combination of story and skill and face that is uniquely yours. And while you are in the clarity trap, researching and preparing and almost readying, those people are either finding someone else or they are still lost. The cost of your delay is not paid only by you. It's paid by every person who needed you to show up, and you weren't there yet. Now let's talk about what can we do about it. Here is a reframe that has changed the trajectory of more of my clients than almost any other single insight. Here it is. You don't get clear and then start. You start, and clarity is what emerges. Again, clarity is not a prerequisite. It is a byproduct. The moment you commit to one direction and move into it, your nervous system, which was overwhelmed by 47 options, settles. The noise gets quieter. The next right step becomes visible. But you cannot get there from inside the clarity trap. You can only get there by moving through it. And here is what I know about most of the women listening to this. You don't actually need more information. You need someone to do the research for you and then walk with you while you build. Because here is what I found after nearly 2 decades of coaching. The women who break out of clarity trap are almost never the ones who finally find the right course or the right information. They are the women who finally find the right proximity. Not information, proximity. Someone in your corner who has gone before you and walks with you while you go. And this is exactly the reason I designed Power of One Framework the way I did. Because I was watching women like you, gifted, called, capable, prepared, stay inside the clarity trap. Because every program they tried put more information in front of them. More modules, more videos, more workbooks. And it wasn't helping. So, inside proof, that's how we call Power of One Framework in short. Before you build a single thing, I personally research your market. I study your ideal client. I deliver a custom report. And then we sit together, one-on-one, 60 minutes. And I walk you through every finding. You don't have to research your way to clarity anymore. I remove that obstacle entirely. And then you are not alone building. You have a private Telegram group. 8 to 10 women and me. Monday through Friday. When Clarity Trap whispers, you are not ready. You have someone to message who will tell you the truth. Proof doors open Sunday, March 23rd. 8 to 10 founding spots. But before that, I made something for you. It's called the Clarity Map. It's free. It helps you identify exactly where the clarity trap you are living right now and what the next honest step is. Just go to the link in the show note. I want to leave you with one final thought. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus tells the parable of the 10 minas. A nobleman gives each of his servants a sum of money and says, put this to work until I come back. One servant went and multiplied what he was given, another doubled his, and one, the one I think about most, buried his. And When the nobleman returned and asked why, the servant said, I was afraid. He didn't lose what he was given. He buried it safely, carefully, in a way that looked like protection. What you have been given is not meant to be buried in journals and courses, libraries, and almost ready websites. It is meant to multiply, my sister. And that multiplication begins the moment you stop preparing to start. And you simply start. May I encourage you? Grab the clarity map. Just go to the link in the show note. And if something in this episode stirs something in you, I would like to see you inside in the Power of One framework. Until next time, build gracefully.